Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRA Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what's the hot topic we've discussed this week?
Well, we are going to continue on in the theme of updating LinkedIn profiles. So the last session that we had talked about banners. And so audience, if you missed that, go listen to it because it's fabulous. But this session, we're going to talk about how important it is to have an effective headline. We're going to talk about how to craft one. And we're also going to talk about profile pictures because I know everybody loves their picture, right? It's like putting that driver's license photo up on your LinkedIn profile. But we're going to talk about why that's important as well, and how these two attributes could actually make or break your candidacy. And by the way, even if you're not looking for a job, can make or break your ability to effectively network, which you should be doing whether you're actively looking for a position or not.
Yes, and these might sound like basics, like I know how to do a good photo, or yes, a headline, it's short, it's simple, how hard can it be? These are not just basics, these are really important things, and especially the headline. We've got a lot of tips and tricks that folks may not understand or may not have implemented yet, so definitely stay tuned. All right, team, where do we want to start?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about just kind of the opener. I see a lot of individuals on LinkedIn who, I mean, bless their hearts, the job search is just really tough right now. And some people, it's tougher than for others. And a lot of times what I'll see is for those individuals that are talking about the double or triple digits of applications that they've applied to, and I go take a peek at their LinkedIn profiles, and probably about 85 to 90% of the time, they have an inappropriate or non-existent photo, and their headline is garbage. And I'm going to be real here, garbage, okay? So what we're going to talk, because the headline is so, what a waste if you don't do something that's effective there, and that's why I'm calling it garbage. And I think a lot of people think it's well-intentioned. Sometimes they think they're just being funny or clever. So we're going to talk a little bit about how you are self-sabotaging if you don't make it a point to have an appropriate picture and headline. So you guys listen in here. To Becky's point, people think this is simple. It isn't. It's a big deal. And by the way, the bots are all over your headline and your picture as well. So you want to make sure that you're talking to the bots, not just to the people.
And I agree with that, Angela, because research shows that recruiters often decide not to contact someone just based on their LinkedIn photo alone. So I think taking the time, I mean, like you said, this is a networking opportunity. Even when you're not looking, you're going to be looking one day. So make sure you're pulling those people in with a professional, well-lit photo, because those do get a lot more attention, views, messages, connections. And having a polished photo will help show how professional you are, the confidence you have in your skill before anyone reads a word about you. So just let your profile work for you. You're not hurting anything. If anything, you're helping yourself.
Yeah, and when it comes to that photo bounce, kind of going off of Carrie, like, this is your first impression with your photo. Like, someone's not meeting you in person and shaking your hand and like seeing your face. Your photo is your first impression. And what do you want that first impression to be? Because let me tell you, those shots where it's like you're in a group and we can't quite figure out who you are, or it's far
Which
away.
One?
Yeah, who are you? Which person one? Are you? I can't quite tell. Like, even, yeah, you can't, dating apps as well. You don't put group photos. LinkedIn as well, you don't put group photos. I see sometimes wedding photos or marathon running photos, which I get the idea. It's like, here's a little bit about me and who I am as a person. I'm, you know, beyond the work. But I was like, yes, but this is someone's first impression of you in a business sense. We want to know who you are, who you show up like in the business world, which is really important. So you have to keep that in mind. And then at the same time, I've seen some really, really overly altered and filtered photos. And I was like,
yes,
you do not have sparkles on your cheeks. I know you don't. Let me see your face, please. Like, you don't have the, and like, women tend to be bigger culprits of this than men. And I get that. But they do it, and I'm like, these red lips are not yours. This graduation cap is not on your head. I can tell this is Photoshop. Like
AI,
yeah. Man. And like, I look at that. I was like, I immediately trust you a little bit less right now, because I'm like, this is not even like, it's not even good Photoshop, you know? So you gotta keep that kind of stuff in. My rule is, if you're gonna do Photoshop, do it well or don't do it at all, man. But if we're running on the fact that we're not going to do it at all, some like highlights, like for a good photo. Now, I want to caveat this. I understand some people don't like photos of their faces. I find myself deeply unphotogenic. In person, I'm okay. But on photo, I just don't like it. But simple little things help in general to just make yourself feel like presentable and professional. You want your like face to be 60% of the photo. We want your face with a little maybe shoulder action, if we're, you know, so we want something like that. And interestingly enough, there's some psychology around the 60% filling it. It's it mimics a natural conversation when you're looking at a photo like that. It mimics you're actually engaging with someone, whereas if it's too far back, it can feel psychologically emotionally distant, or too close is like uncomfortable and intense. So think about it with someone when you're having a conversation. If they're too close to your face, you're like, you're really intense and scary. But when they're far away and like arms are crossed, you're like, oh, you're not engaged. So there's some psychology behind that. And then when you pick out your clothing too, like I'm a culprit of this. I have a headshot, and it's got like this tweed blazer that I love, but I was like, oh, that's a distracting fashion choice on my end. So, you know, you want to dress clean, professional. So if you're, especially it can be related to the industry, if you're tech or if you're founders, then you want to do a clean, relaxed look. But if you're like in finance and law, structured, neutral suit, mm-hmm. jacket, button down shirt, which honestly, any industry you're in is always spot on. There's never a wrong time for that one on LinkedIn. So, you know, even when you don't love your photo or you don't love your face in a photo, there are ways to help to make you seem more authentic as opposed to going to Anna.
I agree with you, Maya. I actually was thinking about that because my daughter, her college, I noticed the other day they had a photographer only charging $5 for headshots for their LinkedIn profiles as they start working on those. Wow. And for their, you know, presentations and things like that. So I even thought about, like, if you don't like any pictures you're taking yourself, trying to take yourself, find someone that's trying to build their photography portfolio or something that may charge you a little bit less, but gives you a business professional headshot of yourself. Try that before you use AI photos. I do not like those AI photos. I'm like, no, 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 no. Because it doesn't show yourself truly, you know? And then as a recruiter, we're like, well, who are you really? So I would recommend that. Definitely recommend, if you do try to take the photo, avoid direct harsh sun, I'm sorry, on your face. Even try to figure out when is the best lighting in your home office, if you decide to do it there or anywhere in your home or outside of your home. It's just, you know, little tidbits to just kind of create that professional photo instead of going that AI option. Try not to go to the AI. That's my recommendation.
And what is the deal with all of these pictures that we see on LinkedIn from people taking it from their car? They got the seatbelt on. They got, and I'm like, why? Is this the only place you have a camera is your car? I don't understand this at all. So I have coached people though that either because of DEI, which of course diversity, you know, equity, inclusion, or stalking, you know, there are sometimes issues to where people feel a little uncomfortable putting a picture out there. And I guess I think this applies to the name too. You know, you're not using your full name, you know, you're using, you know, initial last name or first name initial or whatever. I guess what I want to say is we want to be sensitive to that. And it's not a black and white choice to not work with someone if you don't have a photo up there. And it isn't a black and white choice to not work with someone if you're not using your full name. But when you're starting to look at the whole package, you want to make sure that you're filling in the gaps elsewhere if you choose not to put a photo. But if you choose not to put a photo, I would strongly encourage it to only be because there's something egregious in the background that's prohibiting you from doing that. Not that I want you to be stalked, but you see what I'm saying. I mean, there needs to be a real reason for it. And I don't think DEI is the real reason. You know, if someone is going to discriminate against you for some reason, they're going to do it once they talk to you or once they have you on a video call. And then you have a different discussion. I believe you got to be you. And I really strongly encourage individuals to put that photo out there.
Well, and if you want to be really savvy with branding and whatnot, you know, that's really great. The banner is a good place to do that. We talked about the banner last time, but you can do a lot of savvy branding on the banner and then have the picture as you. So there's a way to make it look like you've thought about your brand. If you don't have to, Angela's point, if you don't have to put your branding on your picture, the banner is a good place to put that instead.
Just a side note quickly too about photos and if stalking or privacy or security issues, you can also set your LinkedIn profile to only make your photo visible to your first connections. So that way, if people search for you, they can't, and you can then control who can see your photo. Otherwise, they just see the little icon. And I've seen that come up before where I connect, I'm like, oh, there's your face. You have a wonderful
and full
face.
Name.
And your full name. And I was like, mm-hmm. So if you're really concerned, there are like security measures around that to help you with that.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for saying that, Maya. That's such a good point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we want to dig in on the headline? Let's give the folks some tips and tricks about how to optimize their headline. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, the headline is so important because it really is prime real estate on your LinkedIn profile. It's really, in addition to your photo, one of the first things that people see about you. It's one of the most visible parts and kind of gives part of that first impression people have of you on LinkedIn. And it's also really important because it's a way for you to be discovered in searches. The words you use there, those can help you get pulled up in recruiter searches and hiring manager searches. So you don't want to waste that space for sure. Don't just put like open to work or just list an employer because you're really missing out if you do that.
You got to appeal to the bots.
Exactly. Exactly. So basically that's one of the biggest mistakes I see is just not taking advantage of it and just saying open to work or something like that. Whereas if you tailor it for the job you want, that can be like such a huge help to you in your job search. I see a lot of people, they don't think to include keywords in their headline, which is perfect. You could just stop and think of what role do I want? What are some of the top skills that would be needed for that role? And think of those keywords that might be searched for and just make sure you include maybe about three of them in your headline to make yourself more searchable for those specific skills. And basically what you want to do is you want to show your value and your impact, but keep it concise. So that can be a little bit tricky trying to fit both of those in there, but it's such a great opportunity to be able to show that like first thing on your profile.
It is it is from a heat map perspective, and I've done a lot of heat map with people coaching them, it is the first place that the eyes go. It wraps around because it's close to where your picture is, so it'll wrap around. And so you definitely, it is a money shot. Why waste it? You know, putting seeking opportunities, aspiring this, and don't do stupid stuff. I am a disruptor. Okay. I don't know about most hiring managers, but I am not interested in hiring a diva, a princess, or a disruptor. So let's not get stupid on your headline profile. Let's keep it to the problem that you solve and, you know, those types of things.
And I agree, aspiring is a mistake because that's telling a hiring manager you don't have those skills. You're looking for somebody to train you in those skills. You're aspiring to be. You just need to be. Just be where you are. Are where you're looking to move into. It's okay to be open to that for growth opportunities.
And along those lines, you're right, Carrie, and I see this trend and it drives me more than just a little bit crazy, is people will say, I'm a clinical research associate. And then I'll go and look at their LinkedIn profile because I'm like, yay, score! And they're like, a librarian level. Or they work at, you know, racetrack, or they do whatever. And so there is a difference. I mean, so they're an aspiring CRA. That's, I would rather them say aspiring CRA than CRA and them not be it. I see these freshers from different countries that are coached to put executive something on their headline when they haven't worked 1 minute outside of college. And that's a big turnoff to me. If you've got a headline there saying you're something that you have no experience doing, then I'm just going to go to the next profile. So that is a really good
point as well. Because it's misleading.
Yeah, it needs to speak to your season and the problems that you solve. And I know Savannah's got some fabulous ideas about how to handle that.
Yes. Honestly, you're probably like, well, how the heck am I supposed to do this with all this information? Well, we actually have a pretty simple formula for it, and it's not as intimidating as it sounds. And if you've seen those LinkedIn profiles with the headlines and they have things separated by those vertical lines, if you know what I'm talking about, then you know. But if you don't, I recommend looking them up and seeing an example of what I'm talking about, since we can't physically show you it.
Come to our profiles. We use them.
Yeah, we use them in ours. So just see how we do it. So basically the formula is your target role or your key skills, separated by a vertical line, 2 to 3 core strengths or keywords that represent what you're looking for and what your role is, another vertical line, and then a really short value statement. I help X do Y. What can you bring to the company that you're applying for? So an example is, let's say you're a project manager and your headline is currently project manager seeking new opportunities. Well, it's kind of basic and it's okay, but a really better response would be clinical research project manager, vertical line, oncology in phase 2 through 3 trials, vertical line. I help sponsors deliver high quality studies on time and within budget. That shows exactly what your role is, your experience, and what you can give to the company. Another one could be, let's say you're a data analyst. You could say before it would be data analyst looking for roles in healthcare. You could make it more personalized by saying clinical research analyst, saying that you are in clinical research. Vertical line, feasibility and enrollment analytics. Vertical line, and then I help sponsors select the right sites and predict recruitment risk early. So that's, again, something that really shows your values. And then, because most of you are probably clinical research associates, if you have a headline that says clinical research associate open to work, you could stay and said clinical research associate, you know, parentheses CRA, do your vertical line, phase 2 through 3, oncology and CNS, and then another one vertical line and say, I help sponsor monitor sites for GCP compliance and high quality data. So those are just some statements that I feel like could really bring your headlines a lot more personalized in what you're looking for. So, yeah.
I love it. Well, the other thing I really love about all of these, Savannah, is they're so keyword rich. I know whenever we look for individuals for certain jobs, we're searching for oncology. We're searching for phase 2. We're searching for people who have clinical project managers who have budget experience. We're searching for it, right? So having this in the headline makes you front and center. The bots are going to put you in front of us because we're searching for it. And so it's very powerful.
I love her statements because it's telling me, hey, this person has everything that my client is looking for. I'm going to reach out to them. Mm-hmm. I've almost made a decision before I've even looked at your profile.
Yeah, and I love the emphasis on you're telling your full story. You're clear about what you do, how you can help, the skills or results that you bring. I think your headline is your brief elevator pitch. It's the same as if an interviewer were asking you to tell me about yourself, right? You're communicating the who, the what, the how, the why of your story, so the hiring manager can easily bridge to seeing why you're the best fit to solve their problem. That's always what it comes down to. It's not, I'm a clinical research associate, I need a job, I'm open to work. It's, what can you do for my project? I need to see that you care about what you're doing and how you're going to do it and how you're going to do it well. That's what sells me on you rather than just that desperation pitch in your headline. So I love that formula, Savannah.
I do too. And then that kind of also leads into that great professional photo. The photo and the headlines have to work together. So when you have that great professional photo and that great headline, it just brings the story together. When you don't have that great professional photo, or it's just all AI, and then you have an A-OK headline or a great headline, you almost wonder like, okay, well, who really did that profile? Is there someone real behind that profile? So it's very important to have that great professional photo along with the headline. And I think those two components really have to work together. So they have to almost be aligned.
All right. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up, team?
Well, just quickly, because this is about us trying to help you. And so just take a minute. Let's say you're a recruiter. You're reviewing two LinkedIn profiles. One has a bad or no photo and a weak or no headline. And then one has a strong photo and a headline. How would you react to each one? Which one would you reach out to? Most jobs are hiring one person. So make sure you put yourself in front that you could at least be in the running to be that one person.
Well, and almost every application in today's world, everybody. So once the bots get you in front of human eyes, the first thing that human eyes do is go look at your LinkedIn profile. I'm not making this up, you guys. It's become a thing. It's a huge thing. So all of you guys that, you know, say, well, I've never had to do this before. Okay, well, you got to do it now. Today's job market is completely different. And if you want to compete, it's important. And here's the other thing. You know, battling the bots is a big deal. Only about 15 to 20% of the resumes get through the artificial intelligence that is related to all of the applicant tracking systems out there right now. And so if you don't guess the right recipe for the keywords that that bot is looking for, humans aren't going to look at you anyway. So you got to be networking. You have to be. And if you're not networking, you're not going to be seen, even if you did do an application. I saw someone yesterday who applied to a clinical trial manager role to a company that I am very well aware of. And she was complaining, I am overqualified. And, you know, I know this lady. She is. But I guarantee you that the reason why she got the rejection is because she didn't match the keywords in the description that was posted. And so the bots didn't put her in front of the hiring managers. Because if the hiring managers had seen her resume, they would have called her in for an interview. I guarantee it. And that's why the networking is so important, because if she had at the same time reached out to people at that company and said, I saw your job post, I'm so excited, I just applied, those humans would have gone and looked for her application. But here's the rub. If she does that and then they go look at her profile and her profile is garbage, it doesn't have a picture, it doesn't have appropriate banner, it doesn't have an appropriate headline, her experience is all over the place, then she is not going to impress them. So it's got to be the whole picture, you guys. Got to be the whole thing.
Well, thank you so much, team, for this discussion. Thank you all out there for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit creresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at creresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.